Belden, brother. November 24th, 1896. November 24th. I am somewhat rested this morning, and I feel that I must write a letter to Brother Nobbs. I was apparently in your midst, speaking very much after the manner I have written to him. I have had the matter presented to me in regard to the work on Norfolk Island. There is more looking to the discouraging features and losing faith than looking to the Lord, the mighty power that is waiting our demand upon its abundant resources. The great day of the Lord is near and hasteneth greatly, even the voice of the day of the Lord. Even the mighty men shall cry there bitterly. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath. But the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy, for he shall make even a speedy riddance of all them that dwell in the land. Zephaniah 1, verse 14, 15, 18. That God that ruleth in the heavens is our God. We have made a covenant with him by sacrifice. Before the decree bring forth, before the day passes the chaff, before the fierce anger of the Lord come upon you, before the day of the Lord come, before the day of the Lord's anger come upon you, seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgments. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's fierce anger. Zephaniah 2, verse 2, 3. The Lord would have us increase our faith and hope and reliance upon him. Let us thank God that we have a refuge into which we may flee. We want more joy in the Lord. We realize his mightiness to punish, and we want to have a continually increasing assurance in his mercy, his love, his kindness and compassion to those who love and fear him. We want constantly the power, the fervor of the first love, the fresh luster of his beautiful garments of righteousness. We are to show forth the goodness of God. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not on God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. 1 John 5, verse 10 to 13. Please read the two following verses. 1 John 5, verse 14, 15. Precious words. What a foundation we have for our faith. Then let us stand securely. We have need to cultivate faith. Ever be cheerful. Consider these words. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. May the Lord help you to appropriate the promises which are so rich and full and free. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11, verse 6. Be constantly resting the soul in the love of God. Trust his promises as yea and amen through Christ Jesus. In much love.